भूविभावकाः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Purta Maharaj's meeting with the Kumaras. Shloka number 47. Yair Idrashi Bhagavato Vatir Atmavada Ekantato Nigamibhi Pratipadita Naha Tushyanta Adabhra Karuna Svakritena Nityam Ko Nama Tat Pratikaroti Vinoda Patram Ya idrashi bhagavato gatiratma vada Ya idrashi bhagavato gatiratma vada Ekantato nigamibhi pratipadistana Ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditana Tushyanta dabhra karuna svakritena nityam Tushyanta dabhra karuna svakritena nityam O namata Pratikaroti vinoda patram Ko nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram Yair idrashi bhagavato gatiratma vada Ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditana Tushyanta dabhra karuna svakritena nityam Ko nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram Yari drishi bhagavato gatiratma vada Ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditana Tushyanta dabhra karuna svakritena nityam Ko nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram Idrashi bhagavato gatiratma vada Ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditana Tushyanta dabhra karuna svakritena nityam Nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram Matajis? Yari drashi bhagavato gatiratma vada Ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditana Tushyanta dabhra karuna svakritena nityam
Puna atta pratikaroti vinoda patram.
Jai Drishi Bhagavato Gatiratma Vada.
Idrshi, such kind of
Bhagavataha,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Gatihi,
progress,
Atmavade,
spiritual consideration,
Ekantataha,
in complete understanding,
Nigamibhi,
by Vedic evidences,
Pratipadita,
conclusively established,
Naha,
unto us,
Tushyantu,
be satisfied,
Adabhra,
unlimited,
Karunaha,
mercy,
Svakritena,
by your own activity,
Nityam,
eternal,
Kaha,
who,
Nama,
no one,
Tat,
dead,
Pratikaroti,
counteracts,
Vina,
without,
Udapatram,
offering of water in cupped hands.
Translation.
Prithu Maharaj continued, how can such persons who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment with complete conviction and Vedic evidence be repaid except by folded palms containing water for their satisfaction? Such great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. Purport. Great personalities of the material world are very eager to render welfare service to human society, but actually no one can render better service than one who distributes the knowledge of spiritual realization in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All living entities are within the clutches of the illusory energy. Forgetting their real identity, they hover in material existence, transmigrating from one body to another in search of peaceful life. Since these living entities have very little knowledge of self-realization, they are not getting any relief. Although they are very anxious to attain peace of mind and some substantial happiness, saintly persons like Kumaras, Narada, Prahlada, Janaka, Shukadev, Goswami, and Kapiladev, as well as the followers of such authorities as the Vyasadev, Vaishnava, Acharyas, and their servants, can render a valuable service to humanity by disseminating knowledge of the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity. Such knowledge is the perfect benediction for humanity. Knowledge of Krishna is such a great gift that it is impossible to repay the benefactor. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj requested the Kumaras to be satisfied by their own benevolent activities in delivering souls from the clutches of Maya. The king saw that there was no other way to satisfy them for their exalted activities. The word Vinoda Patram can be divided into two words, Vina and Udapatram, or can be understood as one word, Vinoda Patram, which means joker. A joker's activities simply arouse laughter, and a person who tries to repay the spiritual master or teacher of the transcendental message of Krishna becomes a laughing stock, just like a joker, because it is not possible to repay such a debt. The best friend and benefactor of all people is one who awakens humanity to its original Krishna consciousness. Mukkam karoti vachalam pangum langaya tegirim yat kripata maham vande shri gurum dinatharine paramananda madhavam. Practically everybody knows the word guru. All over the world this became a well-known term, you know, which is used in different meanings and under different conditions by different kind of people. But the idea which it carries is the same. So that there is a kind of teacher. So in that sense, everybody is using the word. Now it depends what kind of teacher it is. So this word has become like used for any kind of teacher who is giving material benedictions, or who can display some mystic powers, or even who is wealthy or is a good politician. Even for those people this word is used. So practically anybody who is a kind of superior. In a sense this is true. Because from the very beginning of our life in this body, it is said that the parents are our first gurus. They teach us, they bring us to life, they maintain us, they give us first valuable instructions in our life. But as pointed by Srila Prabhupada, and as it is in this verse, that actually true guru has to awaken Krishna consciousness in a living entity. So unless one is able to do this, so he shouldn't become a guru, or he shouldn't become a parent even. So this is another instruction from the Shastra. Or he shouldn't become any kind of teacher. He should better take a position of a disciple. But of course, one of the faults of the living entity, of a conditioned living entity, is that everybody wants to be a guru, and nobody wants to be a disciple. So everybody wants to instruct others and teach them. And they speak any kind of nonsense they can think of, and present it as eternal or spiritual knowledge. So that's the variety of this world. You can find here. There's a kind of, actually these people are real jokers. Because they take these artificial titles and present themselves as great teachers or leaders in a society. Just recently one of such leaders died in Europe, in one small country in the middle of Europe, which he was quite well known, even internationally, maybe not in India, but many Western leaders and presidents, they paid a tribute to him after he died. Because he was very, very friendly and benevolent, and he was even friend with Dalai Lama. So he was very much like, in the common people's eyes, he was like a very great person. Because he was not like ordinary scum, you know. So it seems okay. He's much better than us. He's bigger scum than we are. So let us worship him. So, but this is not the actual process, or we could say that's the process, but the result is much different from what is suggested here. Because in this case, the guru is bona fide, and the disciple is bona fide. So then the result will be beneficial for both of them, and even for those who follow in their footsteps and who hear about this. Otherwise, it wouldn't be mentioned in such an important scripture as the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it wouldn't be preserved for many thousands and thousands of years. The histories of these other so-called gurus and leaders, they are very short. They come and go. They don't last for long. So here is, this is like a continuation of the previous mood, of the previous verses, when Prithu Maharaj, he actually surrendered whole the world to his guru, to four Kumaras. He surrendered everything. He admitted, actually, in this verse, I am not able to surrender, to give up to you everything, because actually it is already yours. So I just cup the hands and offer you water, just like to make a symbolic offering that everything belongs to you. But as Srila Prabhupada says, the disciple is not able at any time to repay the debt to his guru. This is not possible. That's another materialistic mentality, that one day will come when the disciple will be blessed by his guru and all the potency will be transferred to the disciple, and disciple gives a dakshina, and then business is finished with the guru. And then disciple becomes a great guru, great leader, and doesn't care anymore about his previous guru. Or actually, the idea is that the disciple becomes God. So then there is no need to pay any more tribute to his spiritual master. But the actual reality is that the disciple is never able to repay the debt. So we know basically the relationship between guru and disciple. We sing every day Sri Guru Charana Padma. We surrender to the lotus feet of a guru, because only he can give us bhakti. Kevala bhakati sadma. He owns the bhakti. Krishna prapti hoi ja hoi te. And he can give it to he can give it to us. This is the position of guru. We cannot manufacture bhakti. We cannot get it outside of the mercy of our guru. This is the meaning of this song. He is imbued with bhakti and he can give it to us. And there is no other way unless he instructs, so we are not getting any bhakti. Even if we kneel before Krishna for a whole duration of the cosmic manifestation, we will not get it without the mercy of guru. We will not make a deal with Krishna to get bhakti directly from him. It's not possible. Unless Krishna takes a position of a guru directly. Otherwise, it is not possible. Only by the arrangement, by the mercy of Krishna, and by the favor of a guru, we get the bhakti. We get the... We establish the relationship with Krishna and we can develop it more. And by Guru's grace, we step to the pure devotional service. No other way. So this is what this song says. We are singing every day. And there are other songs, especially by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays to get at least a drop of the mercy of a guru. Oy Vaishnava Thakura Dvayara Sagara Edase Koruna Kori. And he says that Krishna Setomara Krishna Ditepara Tomara Shakati Ajay. You have a Krishna, and by your power you can give it to me, to us. So there's another mentioning on this. Of course, Vedic literature mentions in many places. Yasadeva Parabhaktir Tatadeva Yathadeva Tathaguru. We worship Guru as a Supreme Lord in the same way, because he is the representative. By that arrangement we get love for God. So nobody can manufacture this process, and nobody can make it like on his own to get love for Krishna. Generally the conditioned living entity is contaminated by this mentality of rituals. That okay, I heard about the rituals, I saw how to make rituals, so I will do the rituals and I will get the result. But this only is applicable in the material realm, not in the spiritual. If we perform karmakanda rituals, then okay, we will get the results. If we perform jnanakanda rituals, okay, we will get result, even liberation, impersonal liberation. But this doesn't apply to the process of bhakti yoga. If we just perform rituals, we will not get pure devotional service. It's not guaranteed by that. So it's like there is a, because this is manufactured, there is a comparison that's called Svakara Kucha Nyaya. Anybody knows what it means, Svakara Kucha? Somebody should know, probably. Svakara Kucha. Svakara Kucha, like Tavakara Kamala. What means Tavakara? Nobody knows. Hands, yes, hands. Kucha. What means Kucha? No? Yes, say it. You know? No? Sorry? Like the song, Shrita Kucha, Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala Hai. You know that song, the bhajan? Shrita Kucha Kamala, Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala, the goddess of fortune, Kamala. She's seated on the chest of the Lord Vishnu, and Kucha Shrita Kamala Kucha Mandala, and her breasts are round, Kucha Mandala. So it means Kucha means breasts. So there is a kind of idea. Svakara Kucha, it's called Svakara Kucha Nyaya. It means that one lady, she has the idea that she will get some pleasure if she will be pressing her breasts with her own hands, so to get some enjoyment. But she will not get the result, no enjoyment, because she needs a man for that. So sometimes this idea is also, okay, by my own effort, I will get bhakti. I don't care about Guru and other Vaishnavas, I will get it, simply because I will do it. Yeah, so this is the same idea. Yeah. So it doesn't work, it doesn't apply. We can see it in Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see it through songs of our Acharyas, predecessor Acharyas. It doesn't work like that. We have to apply the mercy which comes from Guru, and then we will get the real happiness in the spiritual life. So, if anybody has any comment or question, or can discuss, yes?
And you're talking about the Guru, so I would like to know, does it have to be the Diksha Guru who's doing this,
Right. Does it have to come from the initiating guru, or can the instructing spiritual master also be the one who gives the bhakti? Is it the sole responsibility of the Diksha Guru?
Oh, no. My opinion is that I would say like the Diksha Guru, he, in almost every case, he is Shiksha Guru too. That's one point. So it's a responsibility of Shiksha Guru to guide the disciple and to give him mercy, to be kind to him, and to lead him. And the Diksha Guru, or that part which is Diksha Guru in our Shiksha Guru, so that's like, would say, the formal part. So it's like that ritual part. It's like, you know, because we can see even today and in the past, all our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya works on the Shiksha principle. So it means the Krishna Bhakti is transferred through this Shiksha line, not through Diksha. There are other successions and who use solely Diksha principle, but very often we can see they don't develop any kind of pure devotional service or even devotional service at all. They are just, very often they are very materialistic, but they are continuing even from the lines of some acharyas, even supposedly from directly from Nityananda Prabhu or some others. But as we see, they have some certain areas or certain families, and these gurus, they go there, they give initiations, and that's it, and nothing happens after that. Those who are initiated, they live their materialistic life, they continue. And those who are posing as gurus, they just take their money and that's it. So this is my experience, so I would say, I would prefer that the Shiksha is more important, or the Shiksha is actually the process how to get Krishna Bhakti. Like we see here, I don't know the details, but it's not mentioned here that the process was that Prithu Maharaj got Diksha from four Kumaras. It's not mentioned here. Even Prabhupada doesn't mention it in the purports. So it means it's the Shiksha what opens eyes of the disciple and what gives him ultimately the Krishna Prema. So I don't know if you agree on this.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I think it's in Madhya 22. Prabhupada gives the definition of Bhakti Lata Beach, and he says it's the instructions of the guru which allows him to take up the process of devotional service. It actually empowers the devotional service. So you get right to the nitty-gritty of our philosophy. So it's the instructions that impel bhakti, that drive it. The instructions come into, therefore, Shiksha Guru.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, you said about pleasing Guru and other Vaishnavas, like we have to take the mercy from Guru and other Vaishnavas. Sometimes it happens that we try to please the Guru, because the Guru is always not personally present with us, the Diksha Guru, but other Vaishnavas are always with us. So it happens that we develop a kind of familiarity with the Vaishnavas, and it is difficult to please with the Vaishnavas which we are always staying with them. Those Vaishnavas, and we only try to please the Guru, and in that name sometimes we even don't cooperate with the local authorities or the Vaishnavas. So how to deal with this?
So what is like what is the contradiction? That you want to non-cooperate with the local authorities and please the Guru? Or what do you mean?
What should we do in this case, and why does it happen like that?
Huh?
Why does it happen, and how should we like make ourselves understand that we should cooperate with the Vaishnavas also?
We should cooperate. Not only with the Vaishnavas, but practically with all the creation, I would say. So what's bad about it? To cooperate. What's wrong with cooperation?
It's right, but it's difficult, like to do that. Like to please everybody is very difficult. To please all the different Vaishnavas.
No. But the please devotees and cooperation, these are not the same thing.
Can you please explain the difference?
Because we may have idea how to please devotees or guru or other persons, but those ideas may not be very supportive for cooperation, you know, because we are for some time in this material world, so we have different kinds of ideas what pleases us and others. So, but those necessarily doesn't have to be which is helpful in, for the association. So rather than go first with the, you know, I would say it doesn't say anywhere that we should like please all the Vaishnavas or everybody, you know. It says that we should surrender to the Guru, we should serve him and humbly inquire from him. So that's the cooperation. That's the idea of the cooperation on all levels. You understand what I mean? So when the idea comes first, we have to please everybody. It doesn't work. Because also the others, they may be materially contaminated. So they will have some idea how they want to be pleased. So, but if we just go like, okay, we will think, okay, what about this one? How would I him please? So then we are sycophant. You know what is sycophant? What means?
No.
I don't know if I pronounce it properly.
Sycophant.
Sycophant. Those who leaks of the bottom of the hills of the others. So we are not thinking about what is like pleasing, you know, for him, for his condition or like that. No, we are thinking in relationship with the devotional service, with the association of devotees, and that is dadati pratigrahnati akyati prachati bhungte bhujayate chaiva. Means we exchange relationships with the devotees. We give prasadam, take from them gifts. We ask and we give instructions about Krishna, if possible. Otherwise, again, it doesn't work. So that's the idea. That's the idea of the cooperation, and then it goes very easily. And then any kind of devotee is pleased. And not only devotee, even a materialist is pleased if we deal on this level of cooperation. Even any plain kind of materialist, he will be pleased. Because he will see this is really something different, what I experienced. Even Jagai Madhai were pleased by this. Even they were the worst people on the planet at that time. But they were pleased by this kind of behavior of the Vaishnavas, ultimately, by Nityananda Prabhu. So much so that they forgot all their like bad behavior, and they became Vaishnavas, and they started to serve Vaishnavas. So you know what I mean. So not the idea doesn't come first how to please, but these things should go before that, and then the pleasing will come afterwards. After that, it will come.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Prabhu, my question is that who is the Siksha Guru? Suppose I am practicing devotional service under some person, is he the Siksha Guru, and he is the person in front of whom I have to surrender?
So, say it again.
Who is the Siksha Guru? suppose I am practicing devotional service under a devotee.
Yes.
Means, is he the person in front of whom I have to surrender?
He is in front of what?
Means, it means, does Bhagavad Gita just surrender unto him? Means, I have to surrender in him, that he is the person. Suppose I am practicing.
There are many Shiksha Gurus. There is not only one Shiksha Guru. Practically from anybody who take instruction in devotional service, that's Shiksha. Shiksha means instruction. So, there is not only one Shiksha Guru.
Means you said that it's a Shiksha Guru from whom you get the devotion.
Yes. Means so there are three kinds of Shiksha Gurus. One is Vartma Pradakshaka Guru. The first one, you got instruction about devotional service. That's the first one you got in this material world. And then there is later on Shiksha Guru, which instructs further, and that may be many, not just one. And one becomes Diksha Guru from that.
Yes, and in front of whom we have to surrender?
We have to surrender to Krishna. Why do you ask to whom we should surrender?
In Bhagavad Gita, just approach a bona fide spiritual master.
You are thinking that, okay, this one is less qualified, so that one is, I will not surrender to that one person, but I will take instructions from him, but I will not surrender. Or what do you mean?
Means I'm confused. That means suppose.
No, what? How do you define the surrender?
Means it is just approach a bona fide spiritual master and just surrender unto him.
How do you define the surrender? How do you define? What do you mean by surrender?
Means whatever he says, we have to accept that.
Sorry?
Whatever he says, we have to accept as it is.
It may work for some occasions, but for some not. What if he says you something which is against devotional service? And because you just surrender it, and then you just follow that, will you follow that?
That is my confusion.
No, it's not confusing. Will you follow that or not? If it's against devotional service.
How I can judge that it is?
Huh?
How I can judge that it is against?
You never met a person who seems to be a guru, but even speaks about Krishna and or reads from Bhagavad Gita, but in his behavior or later he says something which is against devotional service. So what do you do then? No, I'm asking, you know, how do you define surrender? You said that you just follow what he says. So is it a surrender? You follow what he says?
Yes, Prabhu.
Huh? Is it surrender? According to this? There are many pseudo-incarnations of Krishna. And many people follow them. Because they follow what he says. But is it surrender? Is it really surrender? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you define surrender then?
For the account.
some kind of definition, you know? Something which works. This doesn't work just to follow what he says. It doesn't work, you can see. All the conditioned souls follow this pattern. They just follow what they say. Somebody says you do this, and then they follow. Then somebody says you worship this one, and they follow. So it's a brainless. You cannot do like this. So it's a little bit more to it than just to follow what somebody says. Prabhupada accepted. Prabhupada expected. At least what I heard, and certainly his disciples have experience, that to use the brain also. Because this we got also from Krishna. So we have to use that also. Even if we don't understand sometimes what a spiritual master means when he says something. So then we have to ask others. So this surrender is a requires a little bit more than just passive following of something. Because, again, like I said before, we have some pattern, we have some habit what we think somebody said, even we don't understand. Spiritual master may say one thing, but we understand it completely in different way and follow that one, which is wrong. So that may also happen. You know. I have my experience also with my Guru Maharaj, that he said me something, you do this, and I totally misunderstood the thing and did it wrong. Completely wrong, and I don't know why. You know. I just followed what he said. But I was deep, because I didn't have enough brain to understand what he says. So, surrender, therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote many songs on surrender, and he's describing there what is surrender. And it's not just follow what he says, it's much, much more. Actually, we surrender from the very first step of when we come to devotional service. And our surrender never ends. It never ends. Again, it's not that one day we are completely surrendered and that's it. No, it's never like that. We start the surrender and we will go on with the surrender. It will never stop. You understand what I mean? Is it acceptable? What do you think? Huh?
I didn't get the definition of surrender.
No, it's very simple. You never fully surrender to the Guru. It's not possible. It's not possible to fully surrender to Guru or Krishna. It's not in our capacity to do that. We don't have the ability to fully surrender to Krishna. So therefore we just, all the time we follow in the footsteps of Guru, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. This is the process of surrender. We do this, we follow in the footsteps of the Guru.
Following the footsteps, following the instructions as it is?
Following in the footsteps.
Instructions as it is.
And following the example of Guru. Not imitating, following the example. This means we have to apply what he says to our situation, and we have to apply what he does to our situation. We cannot imitate. This is surrender. So the basic thing is, it will never end, surrender, and we have to be very humble. And in that way, we will make progress in surrender, gradually. We will be able to surrender more and more. We will be able to understand more and more what he says, what he means by that what he says. So then gradually we will follow more and more. But all the time we have to keep the position of a fool before spiritual master. It means we are never surrendered to him. We will not be able to surrender to spiritual master. This is our eternal position, and it will be like that. The moment we think we are surrendered, we have done it, then we are even bigger fools. And we will not make it out of this material world. We will rot here more. Because we will think, oh, I'm so great. I already surrendered to my Guru. I understand everything. I follow nicely. So what more do I need? This is exactly the position for anyone in this material world. They think like this. Oh, I don't have to follow anybody. I already know enough. Yeah. So this, you know, what I'm trying to say is this topic is very broad of surrender. So I just touched a few points and which are like principle, and then we have to go on more with this surrender. So if you have an opportunity, then study songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur about the surrender. He wrote song Vuk Sharanagati. So there are many, many nice songs about this surrender. And he begins very humbly. You know, if you read it, you will cry, because this is exactly what our position. We try to enjoy this material world like animals. And we think we are great at the same time and very learned and rich and handsome, intelligent. So we are thinking like this. So if you have time, opportunity, study these songs and study other devotees, how they surrender. There are plenty of examples, very good examples in the Vaishnava society, how devotees surrender, what means surrender. Shri Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.